Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
30165.
All right, and could you provide me with your first and last name?
Jane Williamson.
All right, give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Okay.
All right, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
24 West Brook Drive, Southwest, Rome, Georgia, 30165.
All right, I do see where you purchase our smart health watch. How may I help you today?
Okay, I sent that back. I didn't order it, first of all. It was sent here. I did not even open it. I took it to the post office and mailed it back, and I was told that it was in the warehouse and that I was...
Okay, may I have your tracking number?
Yeah. Tracking number.
1-1-0-9-7-4-0-8-0-2-5-2-3-6-1-1-9-7. It's a information available soon. Okay, that tracking number was, in our opinion, is 3-6-1-1-9-7.
Yes.
Okay, and it says USPS doesn't yet have a status update on this item shipped from the post office. Information is usually updated within an hour of your visit. Please check back soon.
No.
Let's see.
Back in September.
Okay, do you have a computer in front of you or a phone?
I've got a
phone.
That
you can go on there and look up that tracking number?
Because
I can't say whether it was delivered or not because, I mean, it doesn't say anything.
They told me when I called that it was in the warehouse that the number that I had returned it to, which I was given, Smart Health Watch, 140 East Stetson Avenue, number 275, Hemet, California, 92546.
Okay, hold on one second, ma'am. You said that the address was what now?
140 East Stetson Avenue.
Okay, who gave you that address?
I have no idea.
Because that's not our return address.
That
and you said it's in what state?
Hemet, California.
Okay, our warehouse is in Colorado. Where did you get that address from?
I can't tell you where I got it at this time. It's been so long, but it was given to me, and they told me that it was in the warehouse.
Who told you that it was in the warehouse?
How would I know?
The post office told you, called you and told you that?
No. I got a tracking number from the post office when I mailed it. I did not order this thing. I did not even open it.
Okay, so I need you to contact USPS and tell them. If you would, could you get on your computer or your phone to look up that tracking number and tell me what it says for you? Because I can't verify whether or not that package came to our warehouse if I don't see a delivery date or nothing. I don't see anything on here. It just says the information is not available.
It was in the warehouse at 140 East Stetson Avenue.
Okay, where do you see that at?
I've got it written down. I had all the information. I've got an...
Okay, who told you that it was in... Who told you it was there?
They gave me a phone number, an address, and this, I do not know what this is, but you may, RMA order number.
Okay, what's the RMA number?
Pardon?
What's the RMA number?
499-FA-54-AC-6-BC.
Okay, but who told you that it was at the warehouse, the post office, or?
Whoever answered the phone, just like when you answered the phone. The person who answered the phone.
Okay, did they tell you that it would be sent to the warehouse once we receive it, you'll get a refund?
Yes, they did. They said it was in the warehouse, but it was too early to get a refund.
Okay.
It's been several months now, and I do not see a refund.
Okay, I'm not sure what company you sent that product to, because our company is located in Colorado. I saw your tracking number. It says information available soon. This was done about 2 months ago, so you may have to contact the USPS, your local post office, about that. Also, I'm going to reach out to my team lead to ask her a question about your account, because we didn't receive that account. That's why you had, I'm sorry, that product. That's why you haven't received a refund, because the tracking number is unavailable, and also it was sent to the wrong address. I'm not sure where you got California from. Our company is located in Denver, Colorado. Give me just a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to look up your tracking number that we sent you.
The name of the person I talked to on September 21st was Maria, looks like Nikercia, N-I-K-E-R-I-C-E.
Okay, because you may have to call your post office to see where your package is, because the tracking number that they provided you is not, it's not showing anything out here. I don't even know what day you sent the product out. What day did the tracking...
September the 8th.
Okay, are you looking at that on your computer, or are you just, what are you looking, what are you getting that information from?
I'm looking at my receipt from the post office.
Okay, I need you to go on Google and look up that tracking number to see what it says.
All right.
Because they may have not shipped their product out that day. The it's the shipping process takes a while.
They shipped it out because it was in the warehouse when I talked to this Maria. And she
okay.
Said, okay, I'm in the computer room and I'm fixing to turn on the computer.
Mm-hmm. Or they may gave you an invalid tracking number or something, but it says information available soon. USPS.
That I talked to before was able to find everything, so okay. How can you say it was an invalid number? I mean, and she knew that this address was the, I thought this address was your address.
And you called this number?
Yes, that's the only phone number I have. It's on all this information here, and I thought it was... your number, she said, no, that's the number of the, that's the address and the, of the warehouse. It's so disturbing because like I, that was charged, I have no idea why, but it said that it was supposed to be department and that, they would charge me a bigger amount if I didn't pay it and so on. And I didn't order it. The box, I didn't look at it. I don't know what it is.
Okay, what did the tracking number provide?
I am trying to get my computer on. Right? And I'm trying to get it.
Okay, I'm going to get my manager to look over your account really quick.
Okay, you can do that while I'm trying to get it turned on, okay?
Okay.
I'm working on it. I'm putting the tracking number in.
Okay. Give me just a moment. She just responded back to me.
Are you talking to me or talking?
I'm talking to you. She just responded back to me. What did the tracking number tell you?
It says... information available soon. Okay, I would not.
Okay, so she just advised me what you would have to do because USPS does not keep tracking numbers from 3 months ago. Well, back to, yeah, 3 months ago. So what you'll have to do is you'll have to call your local post office, call the post office that you got that tracking number from, and ask them, can they provide you with the correct tracking number for now? Tell them that you're trying to look up when your product was shipped out, but you can't look that up because they don't go back that far. You'll have to go back and get a new tracking number, then call us back with that tracking number so we can have the correct date, so we can know when that product was actually delivered. If the product was delivered, then we will go ahead and refund you that charge. But I can't refund you a charge and I don't have a tracking number. I don't know what date it was shipped out or what date it was delivered to the warehouse. I have nothing. So,
heard on September the 11th.
Yes, ma'am, but I'll have to see that on my computer. So you'll just have, I'm sorry.
It was mailed on September the 8th and it was delivered on September the
8th. Okay, you'll have to call back with that tracking number, that new tracking number. Let them know that you tried to look up your tracking number. It's not providing you with any information. The customer service representative that you spoke with stated that you guys not go back past 3 months. So I'll need a new tracking number so you can see when that product was delivered and also when it was shipped out, because you'll need to show us that. We'll need to see it so I can put it in your notes. But I am going to go ahead and notate your account. So just give your post office a call right now. You can go there and see if they can provide you with a new tracking number so we can see when that product was delivered, and we'll go ahead and refund you that charge. So I'm going to go ahead and notate your account.
There is no way that I'm going to be able to get through to the post office, first of all. And they have already told me it was in the warehouse. So
okay, ma'am, I have to see that myself in order to give you any type of refund. I understand that I'm not sure who told you that it was already in the warehouse, but that was 3 months ago, so I can't go back.
This lady's name was Maria, NIKERSIA.
Yes, ma'am, but I have to see it in order to give you a refund because I'm issuing the refund, not Maria or Maria. I'm not sure who you spoke with. So I will have to see that. I'm sorry.
That's the reason I wrote her name down in case something happened, and it has happened. And I have no way of getting another tracking number here. And it arrived on time. I paid shipping and handling for that, something that I did not order.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that you paid, and I do understand what you're saying, but I am issuing the refund, so I have to have a tracking number to issue you any type of refund. I'll be more than happy to give you a refund now, being that, you know, how long it has been, but I can't give you that refund if I have no tracking number. Once you call the post office, or you can go up there, you should be able to get through to someone. It may be a wait. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. So you can call us tomorrow. You can call us at 1 o'clock in the morning. You can call us tonight before you go to bed. It doesn't matter. Just call us and give us that tracking number. And once we see that that product has been delivered to our warehouse, we'll be more than happy to give you that refund. But I can't give you a refund if I don't have any information on where that product is. But once you contact, I'm sorry.
Let me just say something. I'm 85 years old. I just got out of the hospital with a broken hip and a replaced hip. It is not easy for me to even get in a car, much less to go to the post office and talk to somebody. I did not cause this problem. And like I say, if it had been something that I ordered and didn't like, that would be one thing. I did not order it. It was put on my charge. I did not order it. I thought all I would have to do would be out the shipping charge, because they would send me the money which they had charged to my account. They would put it back in my charge card.
Yes, ma'am. So,
I'm 25 years old and can run around. I can't even drive to the post office, first of all. So I just saw. I know it's been a long time because I've been in the hospital since November, and so I was just trying to get this settled today. And,
yes, ma'am, and it can be settled, but I would go ahead and give you a refund. I would, because, I mean, I'll go ahead and give you that refund for that, but I can't give you a refund, being that I have no information. I don't have any information. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and give you your $29.95 back, but I can't do that because I don't know what date it was delivered. I don't know anything. I have to see that myself because I'm issuing that refund. So
okay,
all you have to do is just call the post office.
You can't get through to the post office. You should know that.
Okay, I have called the post office myself. You can leave a callback number for them to call you back, because one of my packages, I wanted it before Christmas. So I wanted them to keep it at the post office so I could pick it up. So someone called me back once they were available to speak, and they called me back. So you can leave a callback number, or you can leave a callback number, or you can go up there, and you may not be able to go. But like I stated, we are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's not like we're going to charge you for anything else because it's canceled out. So if you don't get anyone in by today, you could call us at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, any time of the day that you would like, so we can go ahead and issue you that refund. I have notated in the account. Once we get that tracking number, that new tracking number, then we will be more than happy to go ahead and give you that refund. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Why bother?
All right, if you have any more questions, just give us a call back. I do want to say thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.